Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break.
Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, and Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The
now
Co.
Hiring at Ready Mix Contractors. Check out their job openings at NEBCOinc.com. We have a special guest we get to in 1 second. Before that, breaking news, Austin, please. There it is. We play breaking news for donations on Give to Lincoln Day. You can give at givetolincoln.com. Select Matt Talbot to be part of this. You can text your screenshot to the text line at 464-5685. Magic. $100. Dropped it off at the station. We'll bring it over here early. Yeah, it's at the station. Bring it over here later
today.
Thank you. Magic.
So right now we're about, 7,500 short. For the 20,000 we need to raise during the show,
yes,
to get the match.
So we're doing well.
We're doing really well. We need about $7,000 more to get during the show here, and that will give us the Jim Hansen Sandhills Global
$20,000
match, which is huge. So we need it right there. We're pressing. Thank you, Breakers.
Yes, and you can do it at givetolincoln.com. Select Matt Talbot. Again, Matt Talbot is important in this community. Defeating homelessness, relieving hunger, addressing addiction, and so much more. They provide outreach here. It is a wonderful, important place in this community. GiveToLincoln.com. We are joined by a very special guest live here at Matt Talbot Kitchen Outreach, and that is Dale Wellman, the Nebraska Wesleyan men's basketball coach. Dale, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it. Very nice to be here.
Now, this place is important to you for many reasons, but also your wife is a part of this organization. We've talked to Lori. She was with us a couple weeks ago on the airwaves, talking about Give to Lincoln Day and talking about Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach. You know, obviously, this, in your words, how important is this to you in the community and just how your guys' involvement with it?
Oh, it's tremendous. I mean, obviously, I have a special there's a special place in my heart for Matt Talbot just because my wife works mm-hmm. here, and she's really, really enjoyed it and is actually pursuing a master's in social work just because of what she's seen and what she's been involved with here. But with my guys, I really try to get them involved here. We try to do some stuff with Matt Talbot. I mean, I think, you know, as everyone knows, that college education is co-curricular. And having that opportunity to learn different things outside the classroom and to go out and to learn about nonprofits, to learn about volunteering and learning about giving, and even just learning that, you know, you're not sacrificing your time when you go out to work at a place like Matt Talbot or some other nonprofit. It's not sacrificing. It's actually time very well spent, you know, so and get something out of that. And I'm probably sitting here as a product of the same thing. When I, believe it or not, this body played college basketball at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I went to college, I had never, you know, volunteered or been exposed to nonprofits or anything like that. And our coach had us go out and work at different places. And you know, I probably don't remember everything from every single game, but I remember all those opportunities that I went out and worked for, you know, Habitat for Humanity and different places within the community. And that's kind of stuck with me. And I guess try to pass it along a little bit to the guys on our team.
It means a lot, too. I mean, it's something you guys do with your team right now in college, but seeing some of these players do it after they're done playing has to be impactful for you, seeing that as a coach and someone obviously involved with your wife working here.
Yeah, absolutely. To be able to see them go on and kind of take, like I said, that co-curricular aspect where they're learning, and then when they leave, you know, they want to continue that. Like I said, it's not sacrificing your time. It's time very well spent. But, no, it's you want to see them, you know, grow and develop, and I think that's part of it. After they graduate and have it part of their lives, I think it's great to get back to Matt Talbot, and whether it's serving or helping out with Huskers for the Homeless or whatever it may be, you know, that's very nice.
How long have you guys been here? How long have you been the head coach at Wesleyan?
I got the job here in July 2014, so just coming up on 11 years right here.
And then Lori, was it tough convincing Lori to come to Lincoln with you?
If you want to... So I actually applied for this job without telling my wife.
Smart move.
So it's an interesting story. I was just sitting at the house one day, and the athletic director, Ira Zeff at the time, he was the athletic director. Oh, yeah. So he just called me out of the blue. And, you know, I'm talking to him. We kind of had a phone interview without me knowing that I was going to have a phone interview that day. And then he said, hey, I know one of your references. I'm going to call him. You know, I'm going to call you back in about 30 minutes. I said, okay. So he called me back 30 minutes, and it was actually Dave Paulson, who's actually the head coach at Holy Cross in Massachusetts right now. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, Dave, you know, said some good things about me and called me back up and said, hey, you know, Dave had good things to say about you. We'd love to get you on campus. Can we fly out tomorrow? And I said, sure. And I haven't talked to Lori at all. Mm-hmm. So then I had to get off the phone, and I had to call Lori, and we were living in upstate New York at the time. She's from upstate New York, and I had to tell her that we were I was going to go interview in Nebraska. And we realized that she had never been to Nebraska, and she had never been to a state that bordered Nebraska. And she's a New Yorker. She had a few choices.
Upstate.
Yeah, but still a New Yorker, and she had a few choice words for me when I said I was going to Nebraska, and she was like, absolutely not. And I had worked at Eastern Kentucky, which is right outside Lexington, Kentucky, and I said, you loved Lexington, Kentucky. I tell you, Lincoln's very similar to Lexington.
Okay.
And she did. She loved Lexington. I said, when I'm gone, just look into Lincoln, you know, online, do everything you can. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, you know, all fairness to her, she looked at it and found out all the positive things about Lincoln and, you know, was on board. And she was ready for a new adventure even at the time. And it's really worked out well. And big reason I'm not leaving is because she loves Lincoln so much. She really does.
And a big reason you're not leaving is because you win.
Isn't that much fun?
You're a winning coach.
Well, that does help. I do really like Nebraska Wesleyan. They've been good to me, and I love the type of kids I get to work with every day.
We had you on.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
On the show, I believe, what, 2 years ago on your run to the Elite Eight? Is that right?
Right.
Over the phone?
About a year and a half ago. Yeah,
a year and a half ago.
Yep.
So, I mean, in terms of the team upcoming this year, what's the expectation? Well,
what do you got
coming back?
Well, I guess at this point I'm cautiously optimistic. I mean, we lost a lot of good players. But, you know, right after we lost the conference championship game at home, you know, I was obviously down a little bit. And, like, within the next week, one of our players who was a 1,500-point scorer who had gone into the portal and missed this year because of knee surgery, he called me up and said that he was coming back, even though he had some offers to go play Division I basketball. Mm-hmm. And that was obviously a huge boost. And when he did that, we had another senior, you know, who went through senior day activities and had another year of eligibility, and he decided he was going to come back for his fifth year. And then we got a key transfer who actually called me up as soon as his portal was processed, his portal papers were processed, called me up and actually asked if he could come here. And that was kind of right out of the blue. We recruited him out of high school, but really minimal effort to kind of recruit three big guys that are going to be big parts of our team next year. So, you know, I'm really excited going into next year. Ignorance is bliss right now. Mm-hmm. Like, we haven't lost any games. Our guys aren't around campus right now. But cautiously optimistic of what we're going to have. We, you know, put those guys together with what we think are some good returners coming back. And I like our class. It's a good mix of incoming freshmen and a couple transfers. So I'm excited moving forward.
Dale, we understand ignorance is bliss more than anybody probably you've ever met. But, hey, you still playing like a very upbeat style, fast-paced style?
You know, the past couple years we have not. And I think we've been – it's really odd for some of my teams. I've always considered myself kind of an offensive-minded coach.
Okay.
The last couple years we've really wrapped our head around – the defensive side of the basketball. And I think it's, you know, I've learned a lot.
Defense travels, Steve.
Yeah, I've learned a lot as a head coach, and just different teams have different characteristics. And our teams are really, you know, we're tough, gritty, hard-nosed guys. I think we ended up finishing 13th in the country in defensive field goal percentage this year, which was a key to our success this past year. I would like to get back to playing faster. You know, we'll have some new guys next year. It'll be a good time to maybe experiment, try some different things, try to get back to our roots a little bit on the offensive side of the basketball. But the past few years, even the Elite Eight run, didn't average a lot of points.
Okay.
But we're very good defensively. So maybe mix the two together in the future. Maybe some
good
defense.
You change it up.
I think you have to mix it up a little. Like, you know, we're always kind of going to play the same things, but I think we focus on different things depending on the characteristics of your team. They all gravitate to – it's a little bit different things within the offense and within the defense. And I think to be successful the past couple of years, we needed to focus. You need to focus on both sides of the ball. Don't get me wrong. But you needed to focus a little. We needed to focus a little bit on the defensive side.
Tell us about the excitement of when your team gets announced. And Ellie's on the mic, and she's the one.
Ellie,
she's the one. Yip yip, and she's running the microphone, and she does. She did it for us in studio one time, and it was incredible. Tell us what it's like seeing that live. You're there. You got your team together. You're gonna announce the starting five, and Ellie's on the mic.
Goosebumps. That's
goosebumps.
All I can say.
Yep. Knew it.
So you know Ellie.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
It was nice to see.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it was
an acquaintance.
They
here.
Sit right next to each other on
You're
basically.
Aware of Ellie.
We're very aware. Yes.
No, it's nice to see a friendly place when I walked in here today. Yeah, but no, just goosebumps. And yeah. You start, you know, I think a few people leave the game right after that. I think it's all downhill.
That's not true.
A few that's people
the
leave the game.
She's the
announcer. It's not what you're there for.
No, that's not.
No, it's great. It was nice to see her. She's been great. She's done a good job for us. Hate to see her go, right? She graduated
and
everything.
Not, yeah, there's been a lot of changes, and I don't know when she told you she was leaving, but she told us the day that she left. All of a sudden, she just all of a sudden one day, I won't be here tomorrow.
There was no warning.
There was no warning. There was anything. That was a tough day for us here at the school.
See ya.
Yeah, that happened like that. We're very lucky to have our – so in this profession, you get people you lean on for knowledge, of high knowledge. So the one we have a resident, you know, expert that we lean on, Jerry Schmuddy.
Oh, yes.
So he called. I know Coach Schmuddy very well, so I know him extremely well. And I went to school during his run when they went to the Final Four a couple times. I went to Wesleyan during that time, but he's fun. Do you have a relationship at all with Coach Schmuddy?
I had breakfast with him last week. I went out.
Oh, I guess that's a yes.
Yes. No. Coach Schmuddy's been.
This is incredible.
He's just been great. He's been great for me. Even when I first got here, he was the AD at Hastings. He hadn't retired yet. And
okay.
When he came to Lincoln, I used to go out and eat lunch with him a lot with Larry Snyder over Risky's.
Oh, yeah.
So he's been super supportive. He's one of those guys that I don't pretend to know it all, and it's really nice to listen to him talk. Number one, I like to hear the stories that he has. And number two, he obviously has some basketball knowledge to pass along. And I think even though we do it different ways, it's always nice to kind of hear how other successful coaches have done it. But, no, I went out with him and Paul Baker and Dana Jansen the other day.
Dana Jansen,
look
Northeast
at these name
Rocket.
Drops here.
Yeah, just yeah. Name drops. Drop. Those are some big names. Those are some legend names.
Dana's been great. He's the one alum. I mean, I play golf with him probably more than anybody else in town. So he's retired.
He's retired now. I was just going to say.
He's retired. I feel like maybe a lot of his friends aren't retired yet. And my schedule's a little flexible, so he always asks us to go out and play golf. It hasn't made my game any better as much as I played with him, but he's the one that puts up with it most, so I keep going out with him.
He is Dale Wellman, the Nebraska Wellesley men's basketball coach. Dale, one last time, one last plug for Matt Talbot from you today in terms of importance for you.
No, I mean, it's not just importance for me. I think it's importance for the community, really. I mean, it's a great organization that obviously does a lot, not just you know, feeding the hungry here in town, but obviously working with the housing, drugs and all those things.
Yes.
Like I said, it's impacted our family a lot. And I hear a lot from Lori, and she has a passion for it now. Like I said, she's getting her master's in social work. So it's been because of this place. It's really important to me, our family, but really for the community. I think it's obviously really good to give back. I don't think that's anything crazy to say. Everybody knows that, and they do it as well as anybody.
Well, thank you for being here. Good luck this season to your team, and we will be tracking you for sure.
Always nice to talk to you guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Wellman, Nebraska Wellesley's men's basketball coach. When we come back, we've got more special guests, Rhonda Ravel and Ava Bradwell from Nebraska softball with us next from Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach on Early Break in the Ticket.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number. Not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.